Iron is an ancient metal. Humans have used it for thousands of years to make everything from kitchen tools to old railroad bridges. Madison-based metal designer Alyssa Toninato uses iron to make functional art.
I guess like a lot of it is the utilitarian results of using iron. It definitely has a spirit or a soul of the Industrial Revolution, you know?
Toninato started doing the dirty, gritty work of iron casting when she went to school in Milwaukee and fell in love with the industrial heritage of the city.
I loved it. It was like that farm, blue-collar thing kind of coming back. You know, there was definitely, there still is a raging underground there in the DIY culture, in the cross-pollination of art and music and film.
Toninato made her first skillet in the shape of Wisconsin in 2010. She made it as a kind of homage to the local DIY scene and Wisconsin's homegrown culture. In Madison, she named her iron art foundry Fee Lion Studios. Fee is the periodic symbol for iron, and the lion comes from her astrological sign, Leo.
I started everything in Milwaukee. It was all from this one print that I made of Wisconsin when I decided that I wanted to do a Wisconsin state shape pan. I basically printed the shape of the state as big as I could on 11.5 by 8 sheet of paper, cut it out, traced it onto wood, made my like thicknesses, and then cut it out with that tool over there.
After doing the Wisco skillet, Toninato eventually cast a map of the entire continental United States. 48 individually cast skillets that together weigh several hundred pounds. Toninato makes the skillets by pouring molten iron into sand molds. After the metal hardens, the sand crust is removed, along with the rough edges. But after teaching herself to make the skillets, Toninato still had to figure out the best way to season them.
This is the raw material right here, what you're seeing. They come from the foundry just like this. We use flaxseed oil. It's I've tried so many different kinds of fats and oil, it's almost ridiculous. And flaxseed oil is the food grade cousin of linseed oil, which is what painters used on canvases. It gives us that matte black, very hard, impenetrable surface that we look for in the seasoning, and they come out very pretty.
She also appreciates that all of the materials are recycled.
We scrap it either through donations from people or we go to the scrapyard. So that was a tub. That was a really awesome avocado-colored tub.
Oh, I see the green on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Iron is a heavy metal. It's clunky. Toninato says that iron may not have the elite ornamental status of, say, bronze, but that's part of why she likes it.
I believe people do identify with certain materials, you know, and I think it's a subconscious kind of connection. I'm not so interested in trying to bring up iron as being like an equal player of some sort and to try to break that subconscious of people, but I do think that I enjoy celebrating it in a social context.